out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open. And this morning we're going to have the opportunity to visit with the East Mills Community School District. Looking forward to it. And we have, let me get that mic turned on properly. Grab that. We have with us this morning Ashley Cressy. How did I do, Ashley?
You did perfect.
Pull that up a little closer.
Okay.
A little closer. Yes. Right. Yes. There you go. Perfect.
Okay.
Ashley Cressy.
Yes.
You are an elementary art teacher.
Yes.
Tell me, what do you do in elementary art? Well, I've heard raving. I've heard awesome stuff this morning. So tell me about what's going on.
We do a lot of different things. I am focused on teaching all grade levels the seven elements of art. So we are focused on line, shape, color, form, texture. And I'm missing one probably, but the kids have really loved that, and they've held on to it, and they're using the vocabulary. It's been super fun.
What grades do you teach?
Preschool to fifth grade.
Okay. That's a pretty big preschool. You would teach something different than fifth graders, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty big span.
Yeah. Preschool is a lot of process art, so there's steps, and they do wonderful. Kids are just naturally creative, so it's just kind of taking advantage of that and giving them the opportunity to use the supplies in their own way. Something we've been doing the last couple days is letting them build with scraps.
Yeah.
And they love it. Like cardboard and tape, masking tape, and they go to town.
That's it.
I had to make up a new rule that it has to fit in their backpack because things are getting really big. But it's been super cool to watch them just
go
to town. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What's the most fun thing you've done this year with art?
The most recent fun thing, because there's been a lot. We, kindergarten, second grade, and fourth grade, we used a company called Student Treasures to make books where students got to showcase their art and writing that they did in the classroom. So that was super cool. It gave parents the opportunity to have kind of a keepsake of their child's work, and it's always so cute how they turn out. So,
all right,
that was super fun. We did a publishing party last week, red carpet and everything, and the kids loved it. It was awesome.
Red carpet, publishing party, they have their book. Now, can parents or grandparents purchase or have the book? How does that work?
Yep. So they pre-ordered it with our initial order, but then parents still had the opportunity to purchase it after they were published and they got to see it.
Okay.
But it was a new thing that we've done this year, and I'm hoping to continue it every year. It's kind of a special thing for
That's
the
cool.
kids.
Very cool. Ashley Cressy, elementary art teacher. Lindsay Franklin with us as well, and student support. How are you, Lindsay?
Good.
Pull that mic up a little bit closer, if you would. You know what, Lindsay? You walk in this morning, and I tell everyone, when they come in, bring a sticker. If you have a sticker, if you return, you brought a sticker this morning.
I did. Our principal was like, you got to take a sticker.
I love it. Thank you so much for the sticker. We've had the opportunity to visit in the past, Lindsay. How's everyone doing?
Good, good, good. We are wrapping up the school year. It's going great.
So the most exciting thing you've done this school year has been what that you've enjoyed most? You work with teammates?
So, I work with the teammates mentoring program. I'm the program coordinator, and then I also am student support for the elementary. We've had a lot of really fun things. One thing that was kind of a highlight for me was I actually partnered with Ashley, and we did a kindness rock project. And so we made these rocks that go out in front of our school, and each kid got to decorate a rock with paint, and it says like a kind or uplifting phrase. And so they're all displayed out in front of our school. It's super cool. Like, it's been fun. Like, it's fun to see, like, even the kids now, they'll still walk past slowly and, like, look for their rock, and it's just fun. So,
That's neat.
Do you find kids are more or less inhibited when it comes to something like that?
Doing an art project, painting rocks, than someone that's, let's say, maybe a teenager that might be a little more concerned about. Is that true, or is that just a bias of mine?
I think a lot of kids really just take pride in their work.
Yeah.
There are some that are more, you know, a little more maybe perfectionist, you know, they might be unhappy with how something turned out. So I'm really focused on those kiddos trying to shift their mindset of, like, it's okay if it didn't turn out how you wanted to. Like, yeah. you can learn something, and you still got to make something cool.
So. Yeah. I think we become more inhibited as we get older, too.
Agreed.
Like, I might do something, but I don't want to, don't want to show that off necessarily.
Right.
So.
Right.
Anyway. So we're getting toward the end of the school year. So, like this week, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about what's going on. What do we want to start with that? Lindsay, what's the first thing?
Okay, so this morning we are doing, the elementary is having EMS come in, and they are doing presentations for us.
That's today?
Yes, today. Okay. And so each grade in the elementary will get to see that, and then I think they get to go, like, peek inside an ambulance.
Oh, cool.
And just kind of see some hands-on stuff. So it'll be really good.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that takes place today.
Yeah, that's today. On Friday, we have an awards ceremony for the elementary, and so that's always really fun. We bring in all the kids to the gym, and kids get awards for, like, you know, kindness or working hard or showing a lot of effort on something, and it's just a good way to recognize kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Friday.
That's Friday.
Now, is that just for your school, or can parents attend that?
Actually, parents are invited.
Oh,
and
good.
So we get a pretty good turnout. There's a lot of parents that show up, and it's pretty neat.
So elementary awards, what, K through six, or what? Or K through five, or K through what? Who's
K-5.
K-5.
K-5, yeah. Preschool, they're finished. They have their graduation.
Okay.
Yeah, last week.
All right. So elementary awards Friday. What time does that start again, Lindsay?
So that's at 9 o'clock in our East Gym.
Okay.
And then after that, we are doing, once the kids leave, then we have staff recognition. And so they are actually going to provide food for us. They're going to grill burgers, I guess. And then we have some staff awards for, like, years of service and things like that. So, yeah.
Burgers on Friday.
Burgers on Friday.
I think we've had the opportunity to visit enough. I think I qualify.
burgers
on Friday. Can we do that?
I think there's some school board members that are going to be grilling up for us. Yeah.
That's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of a little celebration and wrap up the school year. So what time does the recognition? And that's for your staff. I'm kind of joking a little bit. That's for your staff.
It's for our staff. But I think we start at 12.
12:30, I think.
12:30.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what time does class get out on Friday then?
11 o'clock.
You probably told me that and it went right by me.
No, we get done at 11. So kids are there just for the morning, dismiss at 11, and then staff will have their recognition time after that. So
what are you doing this time of year? I mean, because the last day of class is right there, right? So just keeping everyone focused, enjoying the last few days, having fun. What are you doing in class?
I'm making sure to get all the kiddos their art and different things, but you know, we as educators working in a school, we know that this time of year it can be really stressful for kids and families, just because they've had this routine and constant place where they know that they are safe and taken care of. So it can be a little tricky. Just making sure that the kiddos, you know, are feeling good about summer break. So even though we might be excited, we really just need to support them and make sure.
And make sure that all the art projects will fit in a backpack.
Yes.
A very important point. A very important point. Absolutely. So you also have some other events that we need to talk about that are upcoming, correct, Lindsay? So tell me what's going on.
So this summer we've got, the PTO is putting on a 5K run walk. That's on May 30th.
Okay.
And you can sign up. There is, I believe that's on the school website or Facebook page. So there's a link, a QR code. You can sign up for that. And then we are also, East Mills will also be providing school lunches for free to any kids. They can stop in and have lunch. Is that through the month of June?
I think it starts June 1st, but it's breakfast too.
Yes, it's breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, they can get breakfast and lunch. There's some, like, grab-and-go days, but that's also on the elementary
thing. Now, do they need to sign up to that before the end of the school, or just show up, or how does that work?
Nope, they just show up.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and we'll be doing summer school for, like, 3 weeks of that time anyway, so those kids will be getting lunch, but then any kids can just drop in and have a free lunch. So it's a really, really fantastic thing for our community.
Okay, so free lunches will go through a good portion of the summer, then through the end of June?
Yeah. I think it goes
through July. Check if you're concerned. Yeah, so I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. Yeah, so if you're interested, check it out. Go to the school website, call the school, but that will be available.
Yes,
is the important point.
Yep.
Breakfast and lunch.
Yes.
All right, at no charge.
Yes.
So take advantage of that for your students. The 5K, run, walk, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Register on your Facebook or your website. Find the information there.
Yep.
The funds or proceeds of that, that's a PTO event?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the PTO, they do different events throughout the year to mm-hmm. help support the classroom and the students. We appreciate them so much. They pay for field trips. I took a few classes to the Joslin Art Museum,
which yeah.
they funded the art. We got to do like some in-studio art there.
Oh, cool.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
But they take care of all of our field trips, events. They provided snacks for our students in the classroom. And then any like classroom requests that teachers might have that would be, you know, something beyond what the district would purchase for you, they're willing to do that. So
yeah.
that's
they are
incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah,
they are awesome.
Very active and help. So they definitely thank you to the PTO, right?
Oh yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Big thank you to the PTO.
For all that they do and are involved in. And so yeah. go run or walk a 5K mm-hmm. on this, and it helps support those sorts of things. So
right.
have you done this before?
I think this is the second year they've
okay.
done this.
Oh, third yeah. annual.
Oh, third
there you go.
Third year.
All right.
And it's cool. on the new track, right? Or wait, no.
It is.
Sorry, Arena Park.
Yeah, it's in town at the park. And so anybody can sign up. But, the proceeds from that go to the PTO to help pay for things like field trips and stuff. So it's PTO
it.
Has been great mm-hmm. and just huge instrumental for all of us. So
thank you to the PTO.
Yes.
All right. And go sign up and go. The weather's going to be great on May 30th. I know it's going to be. That's a Saturday. What else are you going to do on a Saturday? Start it at and run walk. What time does what time does that start?
So that starts at the check-in is at 8:30 and the race starts at 9:00.
Okay.
So yeah, bright and early in the morning. But QR code is on the Facebook page for the school. You can register and sign up there.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it. What else do we need to? And again, we are visiting with Lindsay Franklin, student support at East Mills Community School District, and Ashley Cressy, who is the elementary art teacher at East Mills. Okay, ladies, what else we need to touch on here?
So last on my list here is first day of school for next year
is
August 25th.
We had to go there, didn't we?
We have to go there.
We had to go there. We're just getting to summer, and you're already into school, Lindsay.
Yeah, well, I mean, teachers, we think way ahead. So, August 25th next year for the next school year start at 8:15. Dismissal is at 1:00 that day, so it'll be an early out. But that's our first day of school, so
wow.
gotta plan for that.
That's right, exactly right. That what that means is enjoy summer is
right.
what that means. So.
Exactly.
Very good. So well, overall assessment of the year, because we're right at the last week, literally last week. Lindsay, thoughts on the year? Been a good year?
It's been a fantastic year. We have. I feel like as a school, this is our second year for the elementary to be at our building. We just moved 2 years ago. And so we kind of settled in this year a little bit, feel like we're, you know, a little bit more in a groove. And it's just been a great year. On the teammates front, since I run that program, we have grown just exponentially. We have 19 mentoring matches that meet each week. And it was sad we had to kind of finish those meetings for the week 2 weeks ago. And so that was kind of sad. It was hard for my mentors to be like, oh, this is the last time I'm meeting with my mentee. But it's been a really good year for that program and just a really good year for the school. I feel like we've all kind of jived as an elementary working with the junior high and the senior high. It's been really cool to see, you know, the bigger kids kind of watching out for the little kids. And the little kids are just like, wow, I have these, you know, these seniors in high school that I can look up to. So it's been really neat. We have a lot of TAs that work in the classroom mm-hmm. from the high school. And so the kids are very familiar with the older kids and just knowing who the high schoolers are. And
that's kind of cool.
They recognize them. They're familiar with them. So it's been really neat.
Very good. So Ashley, good year. Tell me about your year. Overall assessment.
Great year.
I mean, you've had a red carpet, Ashley.
Yes,
I mean, really.
I know. I always wanted to be an art teacher. My art teachers and throughout schooling made a huge impact on me. So shifting from the classroom to art has been a dream for me. Like, I talk all the time about, I can't believe that it's already the end of the year, you know, because it's just different. I mean, it's been great.
Yeah.
It really has. I've loved every minute of it.
Very cool. Ashley Cressy, elementary art teacher with the East Mills Community School District, and Lindsay Franklin. Will you do Teammates next year?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So that'll be our third year of Teammates at East Mills, and we're hoping to grow the program even further. So,
what's the rest of your day hold today, Lindsay?
Well, as teachers, we're doing a lot of just running around.
Yeah. Last week of school.
Walking really fast.
Yes, yeah. A lot of walking. Yeah, it's kind of a different feel that last week. But, just kind of tying up some loose ends, just checking in with some kids. And like Ashley said, just kind of making sure that we're all ready to roll into summer.
So. Ashley, the rest of your day, what's the?
Well, I need to finish wrapping up student clay projects.
Do you do in clay? Tell me about that.
We did kindergarten through fifth grade, we did it all at once. So it was about 187 students. It was fun. We did basic pinch pots, which is kind of a technique in ceramics.
Okay.
And then they got to turn them into different things.
Oh.
So I left it up to them what they wanted to turn into. So some of them turn them into like little cats, I think.
My son brought home a cat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
He was really proud of it.
We fired them and they got to paint them and we sealed them. So now got to wrap them up. They're really anxious to get them home. Some of them wanted them for Mother's Day gifts. Oh. And I said, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Your grown-up will be so happy to get it, even if it's past Mother's Day.
You bet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very cool. Well, nice to see you both. It's a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you.
I truly appreciate it. And hopefully we can visit again next year after August 25th of next year, because will be back in, right? So it is a pleasure to visit with you. A lot of good things going on.
Yes.
And a great school year overall. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Make it a great day. Again, Ashley Cressy with me this morning, elementary art teacher, and Lindsay Franklin, student support at the East Mills Community School District.
To school.